Out of Eagle, good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Defending champion Brent Sass led Michelle Phillips, Cody Strath, and three-time past champion Alan Moore in and out of Eagle overnight.
Oh, my pretty puppies. Beautiful team.
The quartet of mushers departed Eagle, which is 375 miles into the race, within 4 hours of one another between 1:40 and 5:44 this morning. Sass and Phillips are running 12 dogs apiece, while Strath has 13, and Moore is maintaining a full team of 14. From Eagle, mushers run up and over American Summit, then down the 40-mile and Yukon Rivers to the race's halfway point at Dawson City. The race remains fairly tight at the front, but as KUAC's Lex Trinan reports, mushers say they aren't racing yet.
For the first half of the race, it seems to be either Michelle Phillips or Brent Sass who have been in control. Coming into Eagle, it was Sass who had overtaken Phillips out on the Yukon.
What time is it?
7:47.
7:47, all right.
Both have said they're running their own race. When asked whether it was a disadvantage that he had overtaken the lead, Sass said maybe.
It might have been, but I've been taking such long rests that I couldn't hang out anymore at Trout Creek or Slaven. So, we probably burned a little more energy than those guys did back there, but it's blowing in pretty quickly too. So.
But he says he didn't do it willingly. Snow and wind had pushed fresh powder through the sections of the trail.
Pretty much the whole way. You come around a bend in the river and it's really wind blowing and breaking trail through that for, you know, a mile or two, and then wind blowing, and so it really fluctuated and was a variety of conditions.
Prior to heading out on the Yukon River, Phillips said that she had tried to get Sass to head out on trail first, grabbing a couple extra cups of coffee at the checkpoint. Eventually, she relented, but Sass says even at the remote hospitality stops of Slaven's Roadhouse and Trout Creek, the atmosphere is collegial.
We're all friends. I mean, for me, the race hasn't really begun. So this is just sort of the traveling part of it. And I was talking to Michelle and Cody at all the stops.
Still, he's thinking about the competition. He says that his team likes a tough and gritty trail, something he got plenty of going down the Yukon River.
You know, I think these conditions are actually lending in my favor because she's got a little bit faster team moving down the trail. So these slower conditions don't allow her to use that speed.
With some difficult climbs and fast rivers still to go, there's okay. Plenty on the trail for both of them.
Jeep, you ready to go?
Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail in Eagle, okay. I'm Lex Trinan.
GPS tracking shows Sass with a less than 10-mile lead over Phillips, and Strath and Moore running close about 20 miles farther back. The first team is expected into Dawson late today. Yesterday's scratches of Dennis Tremblay and Jason Campo leave just 13 mushers in this year's quest. Rookie Olivia Shank-Neff is currently carrying the Red Lantern at the back of the pack, headed to Eagle. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2020 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross, Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Shannon and Wilson, Sipping Streams Tea Company, Water Wagon, Warblow's Air, and Beaver Sports, proud sponsors of KUAC.